You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
And on this episode, we had Zach reach out to us. He wanted to share his hauntings with a haunted house. I feel like we've been on a run of haunted houses lately, but that's a weird way to say Zach. It's this cold, it's hard to talk. Zach did reach out by email, and he seemed to have some pretty creepy things going on in a home that he grew up in. Zach, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
And of course, we'd love to find out kind of where you fall on the believometer. Zero meaning ghosts aren't real, and 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale, Zach?
Probably like an 8, I guess, because I've had a lot of stuff happen, but I try to like reason with everything, even though when I tell stuff to people, they're like, there's no way that that's not real. But right. I try to reason with everything.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy perspective to have with the paranormal. 8's a good score. We're excited to hear about it. Why don't you kind of start us off with where your hauntings began?
I feel like I have to like speed talk to get through everything. But it first started when I think I was like 6 years old. And when I was a kid, I used to, which I didn't find out the reason for this until recently, because I talked to my mom about a lot of it, like saying that I was going on the podcast, and she told me a lot of stuff too. But I used to sleep in my parents' bedroom for a pretty long time as a kid, probably until I was like 8 years old. And I used to have like a little like mattress on the floor.
I did too. Sorry to interrupt.
I did 3. I'm embarrassed to say.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed by that, but I'm.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I was too, but only because my parents would make me feel bad about it. And now it's nice to relate with you guys. I slept on a cot, and sometimes they would put me in their closet. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay, well, I didn't get Harry Pottered, but yeah.
Also, I did that till I was like 13, so don't feel bad.
No, just kidding. Yeah, my dad loves to make fun of me for that, and I'm like, I had no say in this. It wasn't that we took a vote or anything. You guys just kept me in your room, you weirdos. Anyway.
Oh, I also was just scared of being upstairs by myself, but
Wait. We got to dissect this. No, your parents kept you in their room? Like, they were like, no, you have to sleep in our room.
Well, I mean, I didn't have the option to go to the room which became my bedroom. I just, up until like I was 8 or so, there was like a cot in their bedroom, and that was where I slept. Also, does that mean they didn't fornicate for 8 years?
I don't want to think about that's what cars are for.
You don't have to go into that.
Okay. I need to go back to therapy.
They did it in the car, Noah.
All right, Zach.
Anyway, Zach.
So I slept in their room for a really long time, and I found out a side tangent, but I found out the reason for that was actually because I had 3 other siblings, and there were 4 rooms in a house that we lived in. And all of their bedrooms were upstairs, and the only bedroom that was left, because I'm the youngest, was the one downstairs.
Yep.
And it was in the basement, and my mom was like, I feel weird, like, energy in the basement. Like, I don't want our son sleeping down there. So my dad was pretty mad about it, but she kept pitching a fit. So I slept in their room for a really, really long time, which I have a lot of stories about the basement too, but that'll take a while to get to. So one morning I like was sleeping in their room and I think they got up for work or something like that. And so like I moved over to sleep on their bed and a couple hours later I woke up and like pretty much their room was set up where it was like the door was in front of you and then to the left was like a hallway that led to the bathroom and there were closets on either side. And then to the right of me was like a big, huge window that like the sunlight would shine through. Like it was like a really, really big window. And I woke up one morning and I saw like an older man that was like kind of like I could kind of see through him. And he was standing over by the closets and he just walked past the end of the bed. And as he like got closer to the window, he just kind of like faded into the light. And I was like, that's a little weird. But I like, I always kind of question it because I get sleep paralysis really, really bad too. Mm-hmm. And I kind of am like, is that the first time that I had sleep paralysis? But like at the same time, I remember being able to like physically move and everything too. And I wasn't scared by it because I was a weird little kid and I used to watch a lot of like scary things. So I was just like, oh, I just saw a ghost. And I like told my parents and like everyone in my family kind of made fun of me for it. And then my mom was like, yeah, if you see ghosts, just tell them to go away and like you'll be fine. And I was like, okay. And it wasn't until later that I found out she had a lot of stuff happen in that house too. And that's really? Why.
Did you recognize that ghost at all? Or was
no.
it just kind of a quick...
It was just, I remember, because also this is a really long time ago, but I just remember it being like an older man and he was like dressed nice. Mm-hmm. And I think he, like, I wasn't able to get that many features out, but I only, it was twice that I've seen him. And the rest of that was more like seeing shadows and like hearing noises. But mm-hmm. each time that I saw him, it was the same man. And it was just an older dude. And I couldn't like this as like cliche as it sounds like if he was kind of like transparent. I think that's the word mm-hmm. where you can like see through him a little bit. And that's what I remember for that.
I had a pet frog when I was a kid that was transparent. Anyway, you did
like you can see his organs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
We ordered it from a toy store. It died three times on arrival. And then the third time it stuck.
Wait, like you ordered three different ones or
right. It wasn't the same one they kept. Yeah. I guess
that could be a whole nother episode. Yeah. The frog that like dies and comes back to life.
Just won't kick it.
Noah did CPR on the frog.
Well, Zach, I know. Okay. So you saw it that one time. The second time you saw it, was it much later or was it pretty soon connected to that first time?
It was when I was still sleeping in my parents' bedroom. So it was probably like within a year of that because I remember stopped sleeping in there around that time. And it was one night I like was sleeping on the floor or whatever. And then I heard like a really, like I heard footsteps, I think what it was. Yeah, it was like footsteps or something like outside in the kitchen was like outside their room. And I like woke up my dad and I was like, I think there's someone out in the kitchen. And he's like, okay. And we walk out into the kitchen and then it's like super horror movie-esque. I like see the exact same man standing over by like our dining room table.
Like the old man you had saw the other night? Oh,
exactly. And it's the exact same guy. And then I'm like, dad. And I'm like patting him, trying to get him to look. And then right when he looks, he just fades away. So.
Ugh.
Yikes. Yeah, that does not sound like sleep paralysis. That one. Man, and did your dad see him or was it just you?
No. So my mom, she saw shadows a lot, but she never actually saw like details of him. I think if I did see what I saw, I don't know if it was because I was just like a kid or something. So maybe like my mind was more open to it. Mm-hmm. And because I was the only person in my entire house that's like actually legitimately saw him.
And I know in the email you mentioned that there were other things going on in the home that kind of clued you into this being more than sleep paralysis. Can you tell us about those?
It's going to freak me out talking about it. But the creepiest
thing. Make you want to.
The creepiest thing was, like, a lot of the other things I can kind of dismiss, but footsteps was like the thing where I was like, I know I heard that. And a lot of, because I was the youngest, like, a lot of my siblings would be at school or college and stuff like that, because they were way older than me. And then my parents would go off to work, so I'd just be home completely alone all the time. And I remember specifically one time I remember I had like a little like toy room or whatever, like a room that I would play in. And I was like playing in it, and it was upstairs. And this is by the time of this time, I think one of my siblings moved out, so I took one of their rooms. And one of their rooms was like, when you go upstairs, it's like my toy room was off to the left, and then my room was like all the way down a hall to the right. And I was in the like playroom just like playing around, and then I heard like really loud footsteps like running up the stairs, and then I hear it like run across like the floor up there and then go into my room, and I hear my like room door open too. And I was like, that's weird, but my brother lived with us at the time, so I was like, maybe he's just like messing with me or something, like maybe he's home and I didn't know that he was. And I like kind of take a second, and then I walk out and I see that my room door is open. So I'm like, creepy, but like, it's probably my brother playing a prank on me. And then I go in my room and my closet door is wide open, which I know for a fact I closed my closet door, because I was one of those kids where like my parents would tell me to clean the room, so I would stuff everything in the closet. So like I always kept it closed because I was super embarrassed of it. So I remember hearing like a static noise from my closet, and I was like, okay. And I walk over to my closet, and I had like a little like walkie talkie, and it was placed like face down on the ground, like in the center of the closet, where like, I don't think I would have put it. And it was just on. And it was just like, it wasn't like saying anything creepy or like doing anything, but it was just on in a spot that I know I didn't let it leave it. So that was one of the things. And then I would just hear footsteps all the time too. But
was it a wood floor that would creak, or carpeting, or how would you hear the steps?
It was carpet. So like, it would like thud. Cause I remember like, it was specifically always like up the stairs. Cause I think a lot of the noises I would like dismiss, because even as a kid, I think I was like somewhat self-aware, because I just watched so much like ridiculous paranormal stuff, and like I loved like ghost adventures and all that. So I kind of like most things I would be like, eh, that's whatever. But then there was like a lot of times where I was like, I just heard footsteps. I know for sure I just heard footsteps. And that one time in particular, I even checked around and literally no one was home too.
Well, Zach, you had also mentioned that your mom had some experiences. Did her experiences lend any confirmation for you for what you had experienced?
In that house, definitely, yeah. Because my mom, she experienced stuff like all her life, and she experienced a lot of stuff when she was pregnant with me and all of my siblings. Like, quick side tangent, but like she said when she was pregnant with all of my siblings, like the childhood house that she grew up in, I think it was my great grandmother's house, and it was like super haunted. Like she's been seeing ghosts since she was a kid at that certain house. And she said when she was pregnant with all of my siblings, she would wake up in the middle of the night all the time and see like a man standing there. And then she said that it was weird because when she was pregnant with me, she saw a woman for the first time. And like that woman would come visit her every night, and she stopped seeing the man instead. So I thought that was like a weird, creepy detail, but.
So she has like frequent flyer miles then with the paranormal. Sounds like.
Definitely. And that's then true. She saw a lot of stuff in that house too, like the shadows and heard footsteps too.
So when did you find out that your mom was also having these kind of experiences?
It's when more stuff I think started to happen in that house. Cause I remember specifically like, I think it was one thing in particular that happened that like not many things freaked me out, but there were like two things that really, really freaked me out. And one of them was one night I had like, I had a friend over and we were like staying up super late in my room, just like hanging out, doing whatever. And I had like these like toy shelves where I don't know how to describe it, but like, if you've ever seen like the shelves where it's like bins that you like kind of like layer inside of them so that kids can't just like fly them out and like, so your shit doesn't like go all over. But like, it was like these bins that were placed into this shelf. And I remember I didn't see it, but like in order for it to leave the shelf, you would have to like actually pick it up, like out of it. And I remember I was like talking to my friend and then one of the bins literally just flew across the room and hit the wall. Like,
jeez.
I remember because I like talked to that friend about it before and he was like, oh God, you were telling the truth. And I was like, yeah, I told you.
Oh my gosh.
And I was talking to my mom about that in particular. And I think I was just kind of telling her that it freaked me out. And then she told me like, pretty much just like, tell them to go away. Like, if you do that, they'll most of the time listen. And then she'd start telling me a lot of her stories from when she was a kid and like the pregnancy stories. And she admitted that she had a lot of stuff go on around there too.
Wow. That must have been pretty validating to like,
yeah,
I've heard that from any adult, but especially your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my siblings like made fun of me for it a lot because I would be like, I see an old man. And then they would like, I don't know, make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it like leading up to this, I actually talked to one of my sisters about it. And then she like admitted to me that she had a bunch of stuff happen too, but she just kind of liked to make fun of me.
Yeah.
But she had a bunch of freaky stuff happen too on top of all of that.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
how often would you experience poltergeist type activity like that?
It wasn't until we moved to a new house that I was like, oh, you don't normally hear like bangs on the wall, and you don't normally like see shadows walking across the room. And it was literally like an everyday thing. It was just, there's like core things that I like really, really remember. I hear a lot of people talk about it, especially on your podcast, where it's like, you feel someone watching you, like that feeling, where it's like the hair raising feeling. And that happened all the time. Like, it wasn't like constantly, but I would just be like alone in my room, and then I'd be like, oh, someone's here. And like, I even had one of my friends, I was talking to him about all this stuff recently, and he was like, I don't know why it was, but every time I was like ever in your room, he was like, I got this like super weird feeling like someone was like watching me over my shoulders. And he was telling me, I've never had that feeling before besides when I was in your house. And I pretty much told him, I felt that all the time. And I didn't realize it until we moved out that was kind of strange.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any closure in that house? Like, did you find out if someone passed away before y'all moved in or anything like that?
See, the thing that I think makes me question it the most is that that house was built, like, my parents were the first ones to live in it.
Oh, and wow.
That's the thing that's always made me like second guess a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Maybe it was like the land it was on, or maybe a piece of furniture it was attached to.
I didn't even think of the furniture thing. That could be good, because
I'm an expert, they say.
We had a lot of like stuff passed down from, I think, like my grandfather and my great grandmother and stuff like that. So it always could have been something weird, but I don't know. Cause I've also described what I like remember the man looking like. And I think no one in my family really like immediately, they're like, it could have been this person, it could have been this person, but like,
hard to tell.
Exactly. And also there were just certain like violent things that would happen to where I'm hoping that a past family member wouldn't be like crazy enough to do such gnarly things to us.
Right.
Like even more violent than the toy shelves flying across the room?
Yeah. The funniest story is my sister, she was telling me a story where she was in her room and her friend was spending the night, and they were just kind of like on the bed, like just hanging out, doing normal stuff, like watching movies. And she said she had like a really, really big closet where it was like double open doors that you sling open. And she said slowly, like the closet doors, both of them just slammed open and slammed against the wall, like making like a huge bang sound. And it's funny because her friend was like, what just happened? And my sister was like, oh, it's fine. It's just the demon that lives in our house.
Oh my God. There's the title for this episode. It's just the demon that lives in our house. Oh yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Good Lord.
And she literally was like, it's fine. Like, just don't give him the attention. And like, he won't do anything else. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not sleeping in this room tonight. I'm not sleeping here. She was like, stop being lame. Like, you need to chill out. It's fine. As long
it's
as
it's just a demon.
Yeah. How do you not give that any attention? Just like, exactly. just gonna ignore that happened.
Just be cool. God.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's would freak me out.
I'm trying to think back, and JJ and Noah, if you think of any, you should tell us. But like a place, a friend's house that you would stay at, or a relative's house you would stay at, where like you can vividly remember just not knowing why, but you just didn't want to stay there, or there was like a part of the house you wouldn't want to go in.
I used to go to a friend's house for sleepovers every now and then because his mom and my mom were friends, but he was also friends with like all the popular kids, of which I was not a part of. So I didn't like going to those sleepovers because I really didn't belong there.
I'm sorry. That's not really what the question was. Sweet JJ.
I mean, I had that house I went to where I touched that ghost, but I stayed over there all the time. That house was pretty cool.
That house where I touched, that mansion where I touched that fence, and got one ghost.
Other than that, my grandmother's house, which I also stayed at a good bit, always kind of gave me the creeps because she only used like a part of her house because she was already kind of older, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of weird going to like the untouched part of the house. It just always had a different energy.
She had furniture wrapped in plastic.
It wasn't wrapped. It was just never like literally that other half of the house was never used. We never went over. And I would, you know, as a curious kid, I would venture around in it. And it just always felt really cold. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's like my memory of it. It's just, I just always remember feeling kind of spine tingly, cold, uncomfortable in that part of the house. And I would quickly run back, you know, to my grandmother or to my parents that were over there.
I just had a pretty big memory unlock that I have forgotten. When I couldn't think of a place that gave me the heebie-jeebies, like when I just asked y'all, until y'all both gave your answers. Was JJ, not yours, but Noah.
Poor JJ.
Which we have to cut Noah's out because it was boring.
But... Oh, God damn it.
So just going to commandeer for just a second because this is crazy. My best friend in like middle school, high school, she always lived in the same house and we would do sleepovers there all the time. And I just remembered, I don't know when, if it was middle school or high school, when her mom was like really crazy, but in a great way. She was like one of those crazy moms you wish your mom was like. Mm-hmm. Before we went to
crazy as in loving and emotionally available and community.
Okay, my mom is those things in case she's listening. But listen, we would always sleep in the living room downstairs. And right before we went to bed one night, her mom was like, oh yeah, by the way, like my grandmother haunts the dining room, which like, when you sleep in the living room, you're facing the TV and to the right of the TV is the opening to the living room and the dining room table and the chairs in there. And then we walk and she literally pointed at a chair and she's like, that chair right there is the chair she used to sit in. And that's where we'll see her sitting there sometimes. And I could never look in that room when I would walk by it to the kitchen or to go upstairs or wherever it was that we were sleeping. I could not look in there because I was so terrified. And I swear, and this is crazy, I probably repressed this memory because I was like so terrified. There was one time I was going to get water and my friend was like, oh, don't be so scared. Like it's not really haunted. Just go get water. They also had like one of those wiener dogs.
A dachshund?
Oh yeah. That was like a hell spawn. Just like mean and would try to like bite your ankles. Mm-hmm. Her name was Duchess. Mm-hmm. That's irrelevant. But so I was scared of two things in the house. So I had to walk quickly to get water to get away from the ghost and the dachshund. The dachshund?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I swear.
How old were you?
I'm thinking this must have been middle school because I remember getting better at staying at her house through high school because we were best friends for so long. I was always over there. So this must have been earlier. And I swear there was one time when I was going to the kitchen and I am not ever looking in that room, but sometimes my intrusive or impulsive thoughts are like, just look really quick. And like, I don't know if it was out of my peripheral, but there was like gray curly hair. That's all I can remember at the top of the chair and just being so, so scared. I had, shit. How long have we had this podcast?
Wow.
And I've never thought of that story.
We're married and I've never even heard that story.
Yeah. All right.
More importantly, it wasn't on the podcast.
Anyway, sorry, Zach. Just stuck over that. But yeah.
Who tells a middle school? That's
yeah, she was a little loco.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. Wow. Well, Zach, as you kind of moved forward, like with your experiences, obviously you had a lot going on. Was there one that you haven't shared yet that kind of sticks out the most to you at the house?
Yeah, I've been trying to save this one. The creepiest one to me. Also, I have one from my sister that I think is a little bit weird.
Okay.
But one night, I think it was that same room that I was staying in where it had the weird closet. And like that closet, it was just a little strange. Like I would hear like what sounded like people talking in it all the time. And like it got to the point where we literally had to get like a German Shepherd so it, like she could sleep in my room with me because I used to get so paranoid at night because of it. Hmm. And one night, I think I was like in the living room with my parents, like watching something, and I was a bored ADHD kid, so I wanted to go get my PSP. And so I go upstairs to grab my PSP, And when I open the door to my room, I hear like knocks on my closet door, like just like a little bit of knocking. And I think we probably like just saw a scary movie or something. So me being the stupid kid that I am, I like was like, I'm gonna like test it and see if there actually is something here or not.
No. So
I went up to the closet door and I did like the like normal knock, like the dun 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 on it, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. So I was like, knew it. Like there's nothing. Like if there was a real ghost that was messing with us, like he would have done something. And then as I'm walking to the door to leave my room, as you would assume, I hear like bang, bang, like super loud on the door. I did not sleep until that, in that room for like a month, like a really, really long time. I slept on the couch downstairs because I was like, everything else I can justify. I was like, that's a little too much for me.
Yikes. Did your German Shepherd ever like freak out at nothing and you're just like, oh shit, there's a ghost?
Yeah, she would like growl at stuff all the time. She wouldn't like, she was a really, really relaxed dog, so she wouldn't like go off like barking, but she would stare at stuff a lot, which I know a lot of dogs just do. Mm-hmm. But she would stare at stuff and growl and like do stuff like that all the time. So I like kind of and kind of not, but that's another reason why I'm also like, I feel like maybe there like wasn't like a super evil spirit, because I feel like my dog would have gone off more, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, was your dog in the room when the knock thing happened?
No, she was downstairs.
Okay. Well, yeah, and you want to share with us the story your sister told you?
Oh, yeah. So I think one night, like my mom always said she got weird like feelings in the basement, and for the like most part no one really slept down in the basement, but whenever my sister wanted, like, I think I'm pretty sure it's like whenever she wanted to sneak out of the house or whenever she would like come back from sneaking out of the house, she would just sleep in the bedroom downstairs. And one night she was sleeping in the bedroom downstairs, and like it was kind of a normal thing that for some reason, even though we would lock the like backyard door in the basement, because there was a backyard door in the basement, even though we would lock it, it would just open all the time. And like that could have been horrible door hinges, something like that. Because all the time, like we would know we put the dogs outside and then they would just come walking upstairs and be like, what? And then go downstairs and the door was wide open. And one night, my sister's sleeping down there, and we had this dog like named Duke. I forgot what kind of dog he is, but like long haired, like really big dog. And he, like one night my sister wakes up and she feels cold. So she's like, why am I freezing? And she sees the backyard door is wide open. So she's like, all right, don't know how that happened, but whatever. And she goes to close it. And when she goes to close it, she sees our dog Duke just sitting in the backyard. And she's like, what is he doing? Like, why is he in the backyard? It's like 3 a.m. at night. And she's fully awake too. Like, she's not, I mean, that I know of, she wasn't hallucinating. But she's like, what is he doing in the backyard? And she like calls him over and he's not responding to her. So she like walks out to get him. And she said, he was like covered in mud, like really like just disgusting, like brown, just nasty shit. And she was like, what? Like, why are you outside covered in mud, like in the middle of the night? And she kind of drags him inside and takes him to a bathroom, cleans him off and does all that. And then when she's done, Duke walks off and she goes back to bed. And, the next morning, my sister went up to my mom and was like, why was Duke outside last night? Like, why was he outside? And I mean, as you can probably expect, my mom was like, what are you talking about? He was in our room the entire night. Like, we had the door shut. He was sleeping with us the entire night. And I was like, like, what? I don't know really what to make of that, because I don't know if I've heard stories of like spirits, like, I don't know, like making people see things like that, but
like a Duke doppelganger or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But that one, I don't know. That one's just so weird to me.
Did you say this already? But did she end up just leaving him out there being like, okay, he's not coming?
No, she washed him, right?
Yeah, she literally like drug him inside and took him to the bathroom, and she like cleaned him off the best she could. And then she like was like, all right. And then he just walked off, and she said she went back to sleep. And then the next morning, my mom said that.
Isn't that what like skinwalkers are supposed to do? Like, change into
that shit's freaky.
Yeah. The next episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh my god.
Yeah, wow, that's wild, man. Y'all really experienced a lot in that home. That's one of the better haunted home stories I've heard. It's, I don't know, that's freaky. That bang bang thing really,
yeah, that
shook me a little bit.
I would be so annoyed if I had gone up at 3 a.m. given my dog a bath, and then to find out that it was a fucking ghost, I would be so pissed off.
Just like fucking with you, just like, oh,
I could have just gone back to bed.
Well, Zach, thank you so much for coming in and sharing those stories.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's an amazing episode. Is there anything that you want to plug or promote as we kind of wrap up?
I don't think so. Yeah, I should. Yeah, I'm good.
Do you feel okay after talking about all that? Do you feel like you're
Yeah, 100%.
You also remind me of an actor, but I can't figure out who it is. Do you ever get told you look like someone famous?
Probably, yeah. A lot of different people. Pretty much any, like, younger white guy. I get about all of them.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Malcolm in the Middle kid, if he grew up. I assume he did grow up. I don't know why I said if he grew up.
Nah, he died.
He's a NASCAR driver. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah. For anybody who's curious, my kid pooped in the toilet tonight for the first time. We were
really excited.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, Dad, I made a big snake. And then when we flushed it, he went, bye-bye, snake. Go back to your family.
Did he get like a chocolate chip or anything?
Oh, no. I told him that he could pick any Hot Wheels track off Amazon he wanted. He's 3, by the way.
Any? Aren't there some pretty
it was $20. No, I knew which one he wanted. It's got this little shark that eats the cars. It's like $22.
Are you going to have to do that every time he goes to the bathroom?
No.
He's going to go poop every day, probably.
I hope so. Do you not poop every day?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying like
we're 20 very days. Regular.
Oh, God, I regret asking this.
We don't have to talk about poop.
With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Zach.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.